Don't tell me that you miss me, man. It was just a week. I know. I know. Speaks better English than me.
Should I say hello?
Hello.
Yes, we did miss you, and I wondered if I could ask you, first of all, why you chose not to speak to the media last week. Was it because you were...
You know, because now I'm in conditions to control myself, and 1 week ago I wouldn't control myself in the words. So to put myself under bigger problems, we decided, and well, not to speak. So now I can speak, I can have a smile and control my words.
Okay. You've chosen to contest the FA misconduct charge. How hopeful are you about that?
I'm not. I'm not interested. I just I do my work and I forget about it and no problem.
Do you think you've got more chance of winning the misconduct charge against the FA or the
no.
manager of the month or what?
I think I have no chances in both.
Last week, Steve Holland was very articulate, and he spoke about the frustrations here at the club amongst the coaches and the players about some of the decisions, but he said basically we've just got to get on with it. I mean, is he right, and is that what you're telling the players?
Yeah. No. But I don't think I have to repeat what I told already. We are not against the referees. We understand the job isn't an easy one. I'm happy to admit my mistakes. So when I spoke with Kevin Friend, and I realized that was my mistake and not his mistake, I was more than happy to apologize. So there are no problems. But the reality is that every decision is going against us, and the results were affected by that. But far from us, very, very far from us, to put any doubt about the honesty of the people.
Okay, I mean, I totally accept that point about the referees, but could I ask you what you said to Phil Dowd after the Tottenham game? Because there's one story, and I'm not saying I believe it for a moment, but there's one story that suggests that you told him he was too fat to referee.
You know, I go to the referee's dressing room before the game and after the game. When I go before the game, I go with both captains and the manager of the opposite team. Sometimes the assistant manager depends of the way they do. And what we speak there is between us and stays there. After the match, we can go 30 minutes after. And sometimes we go and the words are the normal ones. Well done, good luck for the next one, have a good rest, and so on and so on and so on. Other times we discuss like men and like normal people what happened in the game. When I go in that perspective, I have a big advantage, which is I watch already on television, which the referees, they didn't. So many, many times when I go, I know what I'm saying, and they are surprised with that, you know. For example, after Southampton, when I told Anthony Taylor after the match, I just watched on TV, you made a big mistake. You made a big mistake. He was sad about the mistake he did. And he believed me. He told me, Jose, did you see on TV? I watch replays and so on and so on. So you are right. Yes, I'm right. So I made a mistake. Yes, you made a big mistake. And with Phil, was exactly the same the same thing. He made a big mistake, and he was not happy about his mistake. So, but when I go to their dressing rooms after the match, I go in a privileged position, because I go after watch on TV, and they can't do that during the game.
More teams in the Premier League have had red cards against Chelsea than anywhere else. You've had more red cards against you in terms of your opponents have conceded 6 red cards to you this season. Does that suggest you are getting protected, your players are being protected by the referees, or does that suggest just that teams are committing more?
You know, there are red cards and red cards. And you could also say that Eden Hazard is a player with more fouls against in the whole of the Premier League. And you can also say that Chelsea is the team with more attacks and more shots on goal. You can also say that Chelsea is a team with more dominancy. And you can also say that Chelsea is a team with less penalties in, which is a big contradiction. In the top of that, I can say that Eden Hazard is still the pure, naive boy that he was when he was a kid playing in at youth level. For Eden Hazard to go on the floor needs to be something really, really nasty, and he has no protection. That's the reality. And we had many examples of that. But to be fair, I'm not so much interested in speak about it. You know, the Premier League is here again. Is open like everybody likes. Three teams are not far from each other in the top. Lots of teams are not far from each other in other objectives: Champions League, Europa League, relegation. So everything is open. Everything is fine. You are privileged with that, because you have a lot to analyze, a lot to write, a lot to comment. So everything is good. We should focus on that.
You did say during this transfer window there'd be no one in and no one out. Is that still the situation, or might that change? I ask in relation to Mo Salah.
No, last year you asked me, and I didn't lie to you, but in the end of the day, Mata was sold, and because Mata was sold, we had to react to that. So in this moment, I keep saying the same. I'm happy with the squad, not big squad, but I'm happy with the boys. We have a good group, not just a good group to play football, but also a good group to live together. We are happy with that. I will be happy if nobody leaves, if nobody comes, but market is open, and you never know, so I don't want to lie to you.
Conceding 5 goals against Tottenham, has that in any way changed your thoughts about whether you might need any defenders during this window, for example?
No. I have the 2 best goalkeepers in the Premier League. I have fantastic defenders. The team defends very, very well. We conceded 5 goals in one game. It's better to concede 5 in one game than to concede 1 in 5 games and lose 5 matches. We made mistakes defensively in that game, and after that, which results we had? I think we beat Newcastle 2-0, and another clean sheet, and back to normality. And our normality is to be a balanced team, and normally defensively we don't make many mistakes.
What's the latest on Thibaut Courtois? Might he be fit tomorrow? Or?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's 100%, but how many players are 100% to play football during a season? Not many times. There is always a pain here, a pain there, an ankle swelling or something like that. So he had a problem in his finger, as you know, against Tottenham. But if you need him to play, he's ready to play.
Would he have to wear a brace?
What's that?
Like a splint or a protection?
I think they all do. I think they all do. There are many goalkeepers. They have every finger strap. Depends on what they like. But yes, in this moment, his finger is not 100%.
Any other injury news, Joseph?
Azpilicueta, but was was less than we thought. He was intelligent to understand that the big injury was coming and he stopped. And I think next week he will be training with the team, but not tomorrow.
What do you make of your title rivals Manchester City signing Wilfried Bonny?
Well done. Well done. Good player, good striker. If they have the money, if they can spend the money, if they have no problems with the financial fair play, well done.
How big a part might he play, do you think, in the title race when he is available for them eventually?
No, I think they can only play with 11 unless the rules for them are different, and they can play with 12. It looks like the rules are different for them in certain aspects, but in this one I don't think will be different, so they can only play with 11. So if Bonny plays and Dzeko is on the bench, I'm happy with that. So fantastic squad, is one more top player for that squad to have Aguero, Jovetic, Dzeko and Bonny as the strikers is absolutely magnificent. I repeat, well done.
What other aspects then are the rules different for them? Because you said the rules are different for them this summer.
You know what I mean.
We'll move on in a minute, Nick.
Just one last one. Do you have any concerns about your away form? It's just one win in five in the Premier League. You started really well away.
No. Top of the league since day one. There since the first minute of the season. And there because we deserve to be there. Lots of difficult matches and you know, you cannot win every match, and really difficult period for us, you know, Newcastle away, Tottenham away, Southampton away, Stoke away, now Swansea, very difficult period for us. We knew that would be very, very difficult to keep a run of consecutive victories. And I think we showed clearly that we were not in psychological problem with the fact that the distance to Man City and Man United was reduced. We were not in trouble. We were always in control of our emotions. And we are ready for the second part of the season. We want to stay there.
You obviously wouldn't have faced Wilfried Bonny tomorrow had he even stayed at Swansea because he's away. But do you sense your face opponents may be deflated tomorrow after losing their best player?
I don't know if he's their best player. I know that they have a very good team. And very good teams, they don't depend on one player. They depend more of their organization, their philosophy, the way they think football, the way they play football. And I think Swansea is a good example of that. I don't think it's to lose a good player for them that they are going to be a less difficult team.
And has Czech's form in the past couple of games given you a decision to make over whether Courtois comes back if he is fit enough?
No, I repeat, I have the two best goalkeepers in the Premier League, with all the respect the others deserve, and we have so many good goalkeepers in this country. I can decide with the keepers the same way I decide with players. You know, my decision against Newcastle was very simple. What is a better goalkeeper, Peter Cech 100% or Courtois 85% fit? And it was easy for me to make the decision.
And without going back over the refereeing charge, would you hope there's what's happened recently, not just with your club, but maybe spark a wider debate within the football community about refereeing standards in general?
To be fair, I think the referee standard is good. And if you, before go in that direction, if people did what I did to work in three other different countries, you would realize that the referee standard in this country is good. What maybe is not good is the reactions and the influence that you can have on their stability to ref this team or that team. That's a complete different story. But I think the standard of the refereeing is good.
Well, what could be done to improve that, do you feel?
Be fair with everybody and look to everybody exactly with the same eyes, and don't put pressure on the referees about that decision. They must feel free. They must feel like the players to express themselves. They must feel, you know, free, happy, no pressure, best stability to play football. I think with them has to be exactly the same thing. They have to enjoy the matches, and doesn't matter which match, and doesn't matter which opponent. And I think it's also important for them.